Welcome to Podcaster Bulletproof, January 29th, 2019. This episode, a good friend of mine showed up, and I love these kind of podcasts. We dig into spirit realm conspiracies, and basically in a spiritual sense, we talk about how to go about battling the beast at large. And we both have really good senses of humor, and it's hilarious, and we like sending full sends on truth bombs. We are totally dedicated to truth bombs in full send mode at all times, so send it.
So they're fucking with you, huh? Why is your phone restricted?
As I told you, dude, they're fucking with me. Since this whole thing, and I came to terms with it. My wife's saying the same thing.
What?
They keep fucking with me, dude. But they gotta take me down, though.
What, the CIA?
Whoever the fuck it is, dude. Whoever's working. The powers that be. And yeah, it is the CIA.
What do they want with you?
They don't want me to keep you alive, bro. That's what they don't want.
What light is that?
The light of fucking Jesus. What do you think? There's only one light, bro. There's only one source. There's only one Father. And there's only one Son. And they can't accept that. Does that sound wacky?
No, it's the truth.
That's why I asked you, bro. Did you feel the upgrade?
What's the upgrade?
You know we're in the second coming now, right? It's happened. It's happening. It's been going on for a while. Remember, I've been telling you that for a while. I told you Jesus is coming back, but he's not coming back in physical form. He's coming back in spirit.
Oh, yeah?
So when you pray the Holy Ghost, guess who it is?
Copy that.
It's the man. So when you pray now, you pray to Jesus. So now, it's the Father's turn. He's coming down here in physical form. But see, here's the thing. People thinking that it's a man. But it's not a man, it's men. I'm part of it. You know, it took me a while to realize this, and I had a really hard understanding, and it took me a while to realize it. But when, as soon as I got the upgrade, it was in there.
That's pretty deep, man.
That's
a deep angle. I haven't really...
Yeah, it came to me, dude, in the upgrade. I got the upgrade. I'm one of the few, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I even put it out on Facebook. Hey, anybody feel an upgrade? And one of my cousins is like, yeah, every fucking second of the day. But he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
The upload, maybe.
The upload.
The new map. Download the new map.
See, here's the thing that people don't realize. And you understand this because you built a computer. So you understand, right? You know what an A-B switch is?
No.
Okay, Timmy, this is what happened, man. Somebody installed an A-B switch in us. And what that A-B switch does is it switches you off. The only way I can describe it is you know, amplifiers, right? A guitar amplifier is made out of tubes, right? That's analog. You understand that part, right?
Yeah.
The true sine wave. And then they came up with the digital amp, right?
Right.
And the digital amp is a copy of the actual, you know, of the real frequency and shit like that. But it's a fictitious frequency is what it is. So what happened is they installed an A-B switch. And it's all in the DNA. It's in the DNA, bro. That's where it's at. It's in the DNA. This is where all of the whole thing is. This is the hardware right here. Your kidneys, your liver, everything. All of that shit is crucial to who we are and what we are. Because that's where all the emotions come from. They determined that when this guy had a big old hole in the stomach, that his emotions dictated the color and the texture of his stomach. So they're saying, hey, your emotions originate right here. Well, that's true. It all originates right here at the core.
That's a Don Tien.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this is where this is, the heart. The heart, and when Jesus said, when they said, oh yeah, let's, they breathe the breath of life in there, it wasn't that they pumped oxygen into the body to cause it to animate. What they did is they put the energy in there, the light. The light, it comes in the fucking atmosphere. You remember Nikola Tesla, right? He said, hey, I'll pull fucking power right out of the fucking sky, bro. And he ended up doing it. That's what it's all about, see? They put an A-B switch in, and right now you're on digital. I'm over here to try to get you. I'm over here to get you to fucking hit the A-B.
I'm trying to switch to analog, bro.
I'm trying to get you to hit that A-B switch and take the fucking switch out and go to fucking analog, bro. I'm trying to switch you back to analog.
I gotta fire up them tubes, man.
Here, give me that fucking... I want to hit another one of that thing, because I'm, like, love getting blazed. So anyway, that's what it's all about. See, here, with the update, came all this information to me. And now I'm fucking... I'm not here to have the same experience that you are. My experience here is different. I've already been through this motherfucker over and over. When Jesus was talking to his apostles, we were there, bro. You and I, we were all there. We were all sitting there. Some of us, when we separate from here, we have a hard time understanding what happens, and we end up circulating back in here somehow, some way. You dip back in here because you haven't learned a lesson. And the lesson is this. Hey, you're analog. You're not digital. There is a God. There is a Jesus. Forsake the world, Tim. And this, I'm going to show you where the digital amplifier is that got fictitiously installed into your fucking body. It's this thing right here. Look.
The brain?
The brain, bro. You got to detach yourself from the brain. Because think about it. Think about it. Even the very word that I'm telling you to do is to think. Okay? All the hate, all the wars, all the violence, all of that stuff, it's all up here, bro.
You're right.
This is where it's all taking place.
We've lost the balance. You're supposed to have keep a balance between the cerebral and the ground.
That's right.
And we're all leaning towards the cerebral side, and we've lost our grounding.
Exactly.
That's what the yin and yang represents.
That's why it's so crucial for them to put us on the 5G network to completely sever us from communicating from here down. They want to put us right here.
Yeah, it's deep, man.
And the rest of it is all AI, bro. That's what it's all about. You know, it's deep because I'm here, dude. You're lucky, bro, and blessed that you know me. Seriously. And to be this intimate with me. Because this conversation only occurs to maybe like 3-4 other people on this earth that I am walking with, okay? Just so you know. So you're one of the few, okay, that can understand what the fuck I'm talking about. But I'm not here. I'm a worker. I'm here to work, bro. I'm a resonator. The only reason I'm in this body is because this is what I do, bro. The light comes right fucking through me, and I just fucking shoot that fucker out there.
We're solar powered.
That's what I am, dude. I'm a fucking resonator, bro. That's my job. My job is to come here and give you the light, and that's why I'm fucking giving it to you, motherfucker. And I'm gonna give it to everybody that I know that's in proximity to me. And see, I didn't have that understanding before, but I understand it now. So all that physical shit, all that third dimensional, five sense world that everybody is so inundated in it, I'm not even a part of it. I'm separated from it.
It's true, man. I am too.
I'm separated from it.
That's amazing.
So I'll see, Mr. Timmy. Many are called, but few are chosen. That's what that means, bro.
Where's that saying come from? It
comes from Jesus. Who else?
So he's calling many people, but he chooses only a few.
So a few have been chosen. You've been chosen because I've been chosen. I'm one of the chosen. You know.
They know who they are.
Yeah, I know who I am. I'm confident about it. I'm not fictitiously, you know, imagining it in my mind.
Trying to keep
mind.
It safe and all in the middle.
With the upgrade, dude. I know now. I know. I'm it, dude. This is it. I'm a fucking resonator. You have the same thing too. So that's what we need to do. Is we need to get you. To get that AB switch, hit that switch first, right?
How do you do that? Is it like smoke the frog or what?
It's like this. This is how it is, dude. Whatever situation that you go and you find yourself into, the very first thought that comes into your head, throw that fucker out. Go the opposite direction of what that thought is telling you. Whatever that thought says you at that moment, that's the fictitious, digital, 180 degree thought that you should be having inside your head. Does that make sense?
Like, your first thought in the morning.
I hate that fucker. Well, guess what, dude? You can maintain that energy all day long because you're resonating that tone, that frequency, no matter what. And you're passing it on to everybody. We're all passing
that
it on.
Out into the world.
Yeah, exactly. You're spelling it. You're casting a spell. You know, there are things around us that we can't see. I can see them. You can probably see them. You can feel them for sure. Is these entities, all of them. They're all good. They're all bad. They all came from the source, the same guy, the man, the father, you know? And what happened is he took a body, some dude walking along, you know. He took an instrument. These are instruments right here. Think of it, just, that's all we are is instruments. And we resonate, you know. We're supposed to resonate the light. Dude, once you know, like right now, I'm already blessed. I have all the blessings. I have them all. They're there. I don't need them. I don't need to ask for those things. They're given to me. But what I'm doing now because of this new insight is is I can't hate somebody now. I'm on the opposite side of hate, so I gotta give love. So I gotta love for you. You see what I'm saying? So you're on the list of my prayers. I'm praying for you, and I'm sending blessings your way. You said you need cash. Hey, cash is fucking coming, bro. You know, it's coming for everybody. It's coming. But, you know, you just got to hang in there. So I'm praying for you. I'm praying for my brother and all his family. And I'm praying for everybody immediately around me. You're just going and trying to enrich their lives. You know, give them the blessings and shit like that. Because these blessings are given to me. And I have to share them. So I have to resonate them. Otherwise, dude, I'm fucked. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm fucked, dude. I'm more fucked than you are. Right now, you're fucked up. I'll be way more fucked up than you. And even more fucked up than the evilest of them fuckers, dude. Even more fucked up than the Obamas and the Hillarys, all those characters. Fuck that, dude. Dude, that is a fictitious world. Everything that you see on this thing is a lie.
It's all Hollywood.
It's Hollywood, bro. It's all a false, fictitious image. It's a copy. This is the real deal, dude. You go to the register. I used to get so pissed off about it, but now it just makes me fucking... It now just gets me high, dude. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to need to see an ID, you know? And I'm like... This is the ID, motherfucker. Huh?
Where's the facial recognition at?
You're denying God, dude. Why? Because I am in the Father, and I am in the Son, and the Son and the Father are in me, and we are all one. I'm one with them.
That's true, but people can't, you know, look at the number of people as you can't...
Hey.
So you're all for second chances?
Dude, the Source, the Father, the Father and the Son... They're forgiving.
If you're still walking the planet, you deserve a second chance by the Father.
Dude, you're forgiven. He forgives you. He's not upset about anything. All the other gods, all the false gods, they're the ones that are angry at you. They're the ones that are, they're, you know, judgment and their vengeance and their envy and their all of it. It's right here, Tim. Right here, dude. On your head, bro. You gotta start thinking with this thing. You were given two brains, all right? But you were started off with one brain.
I always go with my gut.
And some that's the way to
it's
go.
It's been a downfall many times.
You wanna know why?
Anyway.
You wanna know why?
I don't feel like a failure.
It's because now the intensity of the second coming that we're going through, because it's not just happening to us physically, it's happening to the earth, bro. The animals are experiencing, the plants, the air, the very air you're breathing, it's altering all that. Because they're altering it. They're altering the atmosphere, what we breathe in, what we drink, the water what we eat. They're fabricating everything. It's all chemicals. They're spraying all that shit in the sky, bro. What do you think all these storms are all about? Get that shit out of here, bro. Hey, you motherfuckers, you guys want to play? Okay, I got it. Let's play. I'm in the game now. So this is where we're at. He's in the game. And it's happening, bro. And you want it to happen. Because in the end, there's only going to be a smaller number than there are a larger number that are going to be with the Father. The smaller number are going to fade away. And they've already, those are the ones that have already had judgment passed upon them. The fallen angels, you know, the seven stars that didn't come out when they were asked to come out and they didn't fucking come out. So they got thrown out. Those seven stars, the 200 fallen angels, all that shit. You heard those stories, right?
Yeah, what are the seven stars?
The seven stars is Satan, bro.
You mean that's the fallen angels, right?
No, the fallen angels came after. The seven stars, you have the Father, whatever the fuck it is, right? And he's emanating. Well, he's emanating because you can't picture it in your mind, dude, because it's impossible. You're never going to be able to fantasize about it. You just have to accept that that's what it is. And that's what happened. So there were seven stars assigned that were told that they were supposed to come out at a certain time, and they didn't. You know, and what that means is you just have to understand that that's what happened.
Right.
You know, that's the meaning. And by understanding it, and you pretty soon you start seeing a pattern, how he thinks, how he feels. All of a sudden you're tuned into his feelings and you're tuned into his thoughts, and pretty soon you're thinking just like him. And guess what? The world... They look at you and they're like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? I walk in the room, dude. I start snapping necks, bro. The hate just like, just fired up. You know what I mean? And it's spiritual, dude. It's not physical. It's a spiritual thing. This is all spiritual. Spiritual matters happen here. This is where Jesus communicates. This is where you bring Jesus in. This is the temple, bro. Right here. And the heart, that's the altar. Right? That's the altar where you bring the sacrifice to God, the Father. the ultimate, the light, the father of all of that shit, you know? And when the light comes at the top, the darkness is on the bottom to cast the difference, right? The black is right underneath the white, you see that? The darkness begins where the light begins. Because you have to see the contrast. So he commands all of that. All of that can be commanded by you because you're part of him, you know? I am too. And right now, I have to fucking, you know, I already want to snap out of here, but I can't, dude. I made a commitment, and I'm fucking committed to the end. And I'm here, dude. I'm here telling you this because I believe that you can fucking channel a lot of fucking energy, too, because that's all you got to do, bro. It's all you got to do. You just have to exist. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to grab a sword. You got to kill nobody. You got to do none of that. All you got to do is shut your fucking brain off. And I'm saying shut it off.
Be of the earth. Be of the ground.
Yes, feel it, dude.
It's true.
Your heart has eyes. Your heart has ears. You know?
It's the truth. It's
absolutely. And that's where the...
That's your what they call your conscience.
That's the conscious. That's the light. Man, that's the light right there. They couldn't start this body. They tried to wake it up, and they tried to animate it, and fucking watchers. The watchers of the 200.
Yeah, they're trying to, all right.
The fallen angels. So those first ones, they didn't come down here, so they got thrown down here, and they're imprisoned down on the bottom. But they still radiate that power, and it's radiating through the earth, so you're feeling it, because they're beneath the earth. And then you got the fallen angels that came down here, you know, the watchers, and, you know, Michael's a watcher, but he's just a good watcher, and Gabriel, you know, and Raphael, those guys, they're the good watchers. They're the ones that said, hey, look at what these fuckers are doing, you know.
Right.
And he's the one that says, "Hey, let it happen," you know, because they were the field workers that let the Lord of the vineyard know that, hey, there are weeds growing within the wheat. Should we pull the weeds out? And he says, "No, leave the weeds in, for when the day comes that the weeds mature along with the grain, we'll cut it all down, and then we'll separate the tares from the wheat." Remember that part, right? Lord Jesus, this is what he said. These are his words. These are not my words. So whatever I recite, it's their words. You know, I'm just the instrument that you get to hear it with on your three-dimensional experience that you're currently trapped in, Timmy. These bodies are prisons. But there's a prison in your head. This is where the big prison is at. We got to get you. We have to free the poor, because that's where the poverty's all at. It's up there. And the lowly and all that shit, they're all up there, dude. That's where it's all happening. It's all psychological, dude. They all think, everybody thinks what you are and what you should be, but it's not that way, Tim. You are what you are and who you are. That's it. There's no other law. That's the only law. There's only one law, dude. His law. His law. That's it. There's no other law, you know. Is that fucking nuts or what?
Dude, that's deep.
You want me to stop, dude? I'm stopping.
Go ahead.
I speak.
Hello.
Who's speaking?
Hi, sir. Good morning. This is Andy. I'm calling from Instant Auto Insurance. I'm looking for Timothy.
What is this regarding?
Yeah, sir. The reason for my call is we're giving you a free quote or a free quotation for your auto insurance that you can use as a good reference. And if we can get you a better deal, you can consider this as a very good offer, okay?
I don't speak to pre-recorded lines. Thank you.
Oh, this is not a recording.
No, I just do that to them. When I wait till they find out they're real people, and then I say I don't talk to pre-recorded lines. You know what? You know, that's the new scam right there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Here's the new scam. She wanted to give me a free insurance quote. All I have to do is give her all my information. And then you're going to jack your... It's the Philippines. It's always someone in the Philippines,
yeah,
calling me.
It's a scam.
I've almost fallen for it a few times. They had me one time at CVS trying to accept some gift card. And then I went through a whole process, and they were just trying to get my credit card information to accept this, like, $100 gift card.
They're just trying to rip you off, bro.
They're enticing you. I was desperate though.
It's the same thing when you go to the fucking like the gas stations and the ATMs. Are you checking those fucking things? Make sure that they're not like fucking.
Well, here's my deal. You know
they're scamming you there too, bro.
Well, I here's the deal with that. They can steal any identity they want. There's nothing to take from me. What are they going to take $54 from?
I don't care, dude, anymore.
I'm staying in that sense financially. I'm staying off the cerebral side of it. I'm staying grounded.
Think with your heart, dude. Fuck your head. Fuck your head. Where is it? I wrote a poem.
You did? It's fine. They're good song lyrics. Emailing them, dude.
Are you gonna steal my songs now?
No, you're a collaborator. You're a producer.
That's right. That thing. That's what it's. Oh no, that's not it.
You know how many hit? You know how many number one verses have been written by the person that didn't spit it on the mic?
No, I know.
A verse that's written by God is a verse written by God.
That's true. Then it's ours, dude.
It's your duty to share it with the world.
Well, I don't know if it's... maybe what I'd like to do is I'd like you to edit it first. How's that? Do you want to read it or should I read it to you?
Read it. Unless if it's not crazy, then...
Okay, I'm not a writer with a capital... with a W, right? But a writer. R-I-T-E-R. Of justness. Write the inversion of spells. Tells evil hell. Cast last forever speaking words. Saying, using, arrange, design, paint, illusion, confusion, picture, image, stamp that fucker into the brain. Sounds insane, so know it. Infected, subjected, objectified, servitude, victims to a heinous crime, so fucking catch up. Whole damn thing is happening inside your mind. It's all in your head. Prisoners, dead, all in your head. Dead, dead, dead. Make a start. Think with your heart. Fucking head, that stupid fucking head. Dead, dead, dead. Pathway to life is to get the fuck out of the minefield or your mind. Damn, now.
Dude.
Now.
That's deep, man. That's a great... that's some great heavy metal lyrics. Or even hardcore hip-hop.
Okay, well, this one... Yeah, there you go. See, but... So, what I was thinking...
I'll spit that verse. Dude. I'll rewrite a little bit and I'll spit that shit. Okay. I got a song for it right now.
Sweet. Let me just fucking text it to you. Motherfucker. How's that? Here, I gotta download it first. Okay, upload.
Interesting, dude.
Yeah, that's a cool fucking song. I thought it.
Keep writing that shit, man. Yeah, you're on a certain path where you're an actually educated person, so you're actually a better writer than I am, dude. You just put some shit together right there that is too... I'm an artist, and I'm telling you right now, that's more abstract than anything. I can't... Like, I'm a good artist at writing, but that was, like, on a deeper level where it's more mechanical, which I'm a fan of. Because being an artist, I can't create that.
Yeah.
I can't... That is something that's so grounded and raw that I'm too... Because in order to be an artist, you have to be cerebral.
Oh, yeah.
To create your own idea. Yep. But if you create from the heart, it's not your idea, it's God's idea.
Exactly.
And I'm good at that because I understand it. But I'm actually more always being an artist, leaning more towards going my direction.
Whatever.
Absolute fact.
Well, okay. I know you want to head in your direction, but, you know. I'm thinking, yeah, metal,
I like hardcore, I like hip-hop lyrics with good music and real instruments.
I was thinking
rock and roll, choruses and verses. I got a song right now that you listen to.
Yeah, let me hear it. Give me another rap, bitch, come on. What? Am I being a thief over here? Stealing all your Ouija?
Well, this beat sucks.
I don't care, dude. I haven't gotten stoned in I don't know how long. So I just want to get high. Show me your music. Dude, I need some water. What the fuck?
There's a bottle? Grab a glass in the cabinet over there. Right there to the left.
This one?
Yeah. And there's water in the fridge. Or you can use the Kalunga.
Oh, easy now.
Or you can use a Kalumbio.
I don't even know what a fucking Kalumbio is.
It's that thing right there that holds the water. That's filtered water from watermill. Right there. Rosen.
What?
There's fridge water, ice cold fridge water.
Okay, this is just city water, right?
Yeah.
I'll drink it.
Yeah, you're like my mom.
Yeah. All that shit I need's in there, dude. Even the fluoride.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a truly spiritual person, the fluoride just shits out your ass.
It doesn't faze me.
It doesn't even absorb into you. The fluoride is of the earth, right? It's an element of the earth, so it just maybe it's all empowering. Maybe my pineal gland has got like a Batman armored shell around it. Look, that is impenetrable, you know? The monster they tried to create was the monster that they couldn't defeat, you know? Maybe so. That's how it always ends up in history.
I guess. Yes.
They try to build these monsters that take out the righteous, and that monster is becomes the righteous thing that they can't defeat because they were so ingenious. All the fallen angels were the artists, the actors, the memes, the jokesters, the creators, the artists.
They're the social architects.
But the
of
one
the
thing,
world,
but
the
but all they were,
world.
But the righteous one realizes that all the tools that they use and everything that they create is of God, and that's one thing they can't escape.
Yes.
So that's why you see all the ultimate best creations and best architecture and artwork wasn't the person that taught it. It was the person that was better than that. It was righteous artwork and creation.
All right. I say it out of pure love, bro. But all things that are made of hands by men are sin.
Well, there's a word. Well, you can draw the line in a few different places.
Hang on a second. But now, let me just say this before you go any further, because obviously, you're in the digital realm.
Oh shit!
You're also cerebral on me, and I'm trying to disengage you from them. I'm trying to decapitate you, but like more like just choke that thing off for a minute, you know, and then just forget about it, dude. Because if you think with this thing right here and don't even bother using this motherfucker, that's why I say you gotta hit the AB switch, bro. You gotta hit that switch. I'm gonna fucking take a picture of it, dude. And that's one of the things I wanna iterate, you know. We need to detach ourselves. I know this is hard to understand, dude. And I'm just smiling because it's fucking wonderful.
That would be a funny meme to create of different pictures of people like unplugging their switch in different ways.
Yeah.
Like little memes.
Yeah.
I'm getting unplugged right now.
Yeah.
Just show some guy just tasing himself, or a guy getting shot with paintballs. It's like, how do you flip your switch, you know? What's going to change you? Like Mike Tyson smoking the frog, you know? It said it changes his life. He has a new podcast, Mike Tyson, called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson.
What?
He gets blanked on there on his podcast. The first episode, he has the doctor on there from Mexico that's into the toad, where they scrape the toad's back and then powderize it and smoke it. It's the most, one hit, they say, is like 10 hits of acid.
Nice.
And he took it, and he said it changed his life. He said it was the scariest thing that's ever happened to him, and then he came out of it, and he said it changed his whole entire attitude and demeanor.
You know what happened to him?
He's never felt true fear. That's what they're explaining.
No, I know. It's because what happened to him is that the poison kills you, right? And it brought him to the veil, and he's like, whoa, dude, you know what I mean? He's like right there, and he's seeing the whole fucking thing for however long it lasts, and then when the trip's over, he's back here again, you know? It's like, whoa, dude, that was a fucking trip. But all that shit's happening, it's spiritual, bro. You know that, right?
It is, well, yeah, it's spiritual, unless you...
It is spiritual, there's no if, ands, or buts.
But there's always the chance of your spirit deciding that something that's happening in a magica, you know, it's witchcraft.
Well,
witchcraft is also spiritual, and on the
and that was by the Watchers, by the way.
Right, of course.
That was Watcher technology.
Well, Christians used to burn people they thought were witches.
Yes.
You know, Christians that were clueless and not awake. They were cult Christians.
Wait a minute. What era of Christians are we talking about?
I don't know, but that's what I've always heard that was, you know, some part of history.
Because Christians are sun worshippers. Not S-O-N worshippers.
Well, certain sects of Christians are crazy.
They're S-O-N.
They're not all the same.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
You can't... You're talking about Jesus yourself, so you're a Christian. So you can't tell yourself you're a son worshiper.
I'm a disciple of Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
But you don't believe in Jesus? You're not a Christian?
I do believe in Jesus.
What's the name of your follower? What do you call it?
What do I call
it?
Jesus, dude. Light, the way, the truth.
That's been
the
changed.
Truth. How's that? It's the truth. Because he said, I am the light, I am the truth, I am the way, right?
But you don't claim to be a Christian because you don't associate with the word.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because okay, now we're going back to the cerebral edge. You're wanting to suck me in there, motherfucker, okay? You want to suck me in there, and I get that, Timmy, but you gotta meet me halfway, bro. I mean, I'll come to the line, okay? But I won't cross the line. I'll come right to the fucking edge. And I'll fucking put my face in there and talk to you all you want, but I'm not crossing over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, dude.
There is a line. I'll come to the line. I don't give a fuck. I already took the AB switch out. I just cut that fucker out already.
You went full matrix.
Yeah. Right now I'm dominating that. I'm dominating my soul. That's where it's at. See, the soul. They talk about it in the scriptures. Even the words of Jesus, you know. I don't call myself a Christian because Christianity is a religious psychological institution that was institutionalized by man that follow a craft or a way of life, you know, the physical, whatever this physical world is right here, Timmy, this is prison, is all I'm telling you, okay? These bodies are prisons, and we're trying to get out, right? So the key is in your heart. So to answer that question, because I forgot again what the fuck you just said. What did you say? Oh, Christian, you get, am I giving you the answer? I'm not going to be a part of that, because I'm against that. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm against so much, I'm against all the evil things that go on in all organizations, but you have to, in a balanced way, you have to say that many organizations have very good things about them. And the idea of building something out of bricks is not an evil thing. Now, if you're going to go behind that wall and do something evil, then people associate that as an evil thing.
I love it.
Right?
I love it.
But that is not an evil, you know.
Okay, so how about this? How about this? I'm trying to get to the point, and I'm getting there. And it's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's a process. It's a process to fucking... To recognize what it means, what an A-B switch means, you know? It's a process to get to just that thought.
You never stop learning.
Yeah.
And the second you stop learning,
yeah,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're just an asshole.
But you have to understand that...
If you've just flipped the switch and you're waking up, well, that means your whole life you were asleep. Your life starts today. Every day is our new birth. We're reborn every freaking day.
Yes.
That's exactly
what it is. It's a resurrection. You get it's like another...
It's a miracle every day.
You ever seen that movie, Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
That's what it is, dude.
That's
it's
right.
A blessing. You're blessed here another day.
People think that, oh, I'm going to get past step one and I'm going to go, you know, I'm going somewhere. Succeeding at step one every day is all the only place that you need to go.
Okay, define
that's
success.
What success.
What's
is.
Success? What's success?
Success is a feeling in your soul of accomplishment and not regret. It's not a bank statement. That's what success is. True success. Human success. Is being able to live with yourself comfortably and be able to sleep at night and
not
regret and hatred and fear and revenge,
yes,
and all those,
yes,
things.
Yes.
That's what success is.
Okay, good. I like that. That's fucking good. Because for some people, success is other things.
I have a quote. Success is not a bank statement. It's a feeling within.
Yeah.
And that's my quote.
See, you're a spiritual person because you have compassion, you know, like that stuff. But what I'm trying to tell you here, my friend, is you need to hit that A-B switch, bro. I mean, just go, pow! At some point. Okay? Hey, just listen to me now. At some point, you're going to have to hit the A-B switch. I already hit the A-B switch, but I took the AD switch out. So now I'm mastering this brain right here. I'm using, here's another way to look at it. Timmy, you have two brains, you know. One brain is inside your head. Now, the other one is inside your cavity, right? But let's think about these two brains that you have right here. This brain right here can do a lot, can accomplish a lot, and is capable of a lot. But if this brain over here is not working, what happens to this brain?
Takes over.
He's dead. The brain dies as soon as the heart stops beating. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it takes a little while, but as soon as the heart quits pumping blood to the brain, then it's over for the brain.
And you know, it's amazing. You always have to remind yourself, the fact that people can talk about it or deny it, and think about something so deep for a split second, you compare that to like the dogs out in the backyard. Does that shit cross an animal's mind? I don't think it does. Maybe you think, like, the whales.
I love it.
Maybe certain whales and dolphins,
yeah,
they just say, fuck it, one day they had a deep thought, and I'm going to kill myself.
No.
It's over, dude. I'm sick. I'm dying. Like, if a dog's sick and dying, does it really go out and just say, I'm going to go kill myself on the beach? Why do whales do that?
Because
people say they're lost. It's from the chemicals in the water.
It is. It's the chemicals in the water. The rivers and the oceans and the all the water we're drinking, the air that we're breathing, the everything that's coming out of the earth that we're eating, it's all contaminated.
I saw some fear article that could have some truth to it. Someone did a mathematical like bell curve on the ocean and the contaminants and the rates and all this stuff. They say that there will be no ocean life in like 2060.
Yeah.
It'll be like a giant salt and sea.
Yeah.
Everything will be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard to fathom, bro.
Why?
It's not hard to fathom, but it's hard to fathom it's unbelievable that we made it to that level.
Do you want
to
see it, dude? Do you want to witness it with your eyes? Take a drive to Salt Lake City.
But we won't be here by that time. No, we won't be able to survive. Like, that'll kill us.
Dude, have you ever been to Salt Lake?
No. I've been to Salt and Sea.
Where's the Salt and Sea at?
It's in Cali.
Oh, okay. But the Salt Lake City is still there. Dude, Salt Lake, there's still water on there.
I've seen the documentary about it.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts. It's still there.
Incredible.
And dude, it's only like I think it's like 11 hours from here.
Yeah.
So, if you want to do a run, dude.
Incredible.
We should ride bikes over there. What do you think? You can handle that, huh?
Dude, I rode some laps about out here the other day. My ass was sore for 3 days, man. It still hurts.
That's funny.
That's how out of shape I got.
Nice. Well, let's see. Oh, here we go. I can lean on this. You snuck up on me. Yeah. Is that how you do it? You don't have a studio set up?
I do, but we just, you know, you're the type of guy where you just send it right from the get-go, so I couldn't miss it.
Dude, we should have just gone in there.
Let's do it.
Let's go, man.
We're already like 45 minutes, bro.
You want to go back in there?
We don't have to. I can edit it right off there.
Whatever. It sounds better with two mics, though, right?
Yeah, it does.
Let's go look, dude. Let's go. Fuck it.
We'll transfer it over right now.
Well, let's have a smoke break first. And.
Oh, I see how you are.
Send it.
So now where were we at?
I don't even remember. Oh, we were talking about Christ. You call me. You believe in Jesus? But yet you're not a fucking Christian. You don't call yourself a Christian? I mean, what kind of fucking...
Well, I'm just interested in where do you draw that line, you know? Because I don't want to be like... I don't like being, oh, you're a Christian, so like come down to like the, you know, the giant Joel Osteen... I call them arena Christians, stadium Christians, you know? And one love and, you know, everyone's reborn and everyone's saved and all this positive vibe world. The truth is grim. And it's important to focus on the reality that the world is an evil, evil place. Not everything's just all positive and one love thing. Because if you focus on that too much, you become a useless soldier in the spirit, in the war of the spirit, in the war of the spirit realm. Does that make sense? Because you're not educated in what's really going on when you become a fluffy Christian, a stadium Christian.
You mean them churchy people, right?
Well, there's
the worldly, cerebral, three-dimensional reality, right? Is that what you're talking about? As a Christians?
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, the thing is, dude, you're saying in the spiritual realm, dude, you're either in the spiritual realm or you're not. You know what I'm saying? There's two sides of it. There's the good side of it or the bad side of it. What's influencing you? You know, what's driving you? What's motivating you? You know, all that kind of stuff. You got to take that into play, man. It's all spiritual. And if you become 100% spiritual, which would be the good thing, you see the world, right? And the reality, the true reality, they always say that the truth is like it's sweet to the taste, but bitter to the stomach. That's what, kind of like what you were saying a minute ago, right? It's when you get all, you become too spiritual and all of a sudden, because the world sucks, you know? The world sucks. The thing is, too, we have to separate ourselves from the world, you know? Fuck the world. Or wait a minute, forsake the world, right? Isn't that what Jesus said? We'll just say Jesus, okay? And if there's people out there that don't believe in that, then too bad, you know? It's well understood. Point is, you know, he's the son, you know, of the Father, not just the Most High, you know, but the Father, the source of all love. And I think that's the problem. There is no love in the world. There's nothing but hate. It's run by hate, designed by hate, you know.
A lot of truth in that.
Yeah, well, it's because this is the social structure that you and I, this physical third dimensional reality that you and I are creating, we're cohabitating,
and are literally, actually, honestly imprisoned in. But most people don't realize that. And that kind of sucks, you know. It's sad. It is sad over here, being in the spiritual world. It is sad being in the truth, and, you know, and it hurts, and it is bitter to the tongue. And a lot of times you're like, "Why? I just want to kill myself." But then, you know, you have to, it's all a process, man. It doesn't happen. You don't just hit a switch and go on. That's why I'm telling you, you know, the idea of just hitting the switch, you know, that's the hard part. You know, it is all spiritual, whether you want it to be or not. It's happening. There's a bunch of stuff.
Well, you know, the only thing that's holding me back from going out into the mountains and living a small, simple, you know, people all this talk about healthy living and healthy eating and exercise and stuff. The ultimate healthy thing to do is to eliminate yourself from the poisonous and surrounding environments. And but the only thing holding me back is family, my wife, my friends. I don't want to, I can't handle the loneliness. And I would also feel guilt of abandonment. Even though maybe it wouldn't be true, I would be in turmoil about that. And so, would it be the right Christian thing to do, or Christ-like thing to do, to lead by example and do that exact same thing? The Bible does it not say to leave your family, get married, move on, leave them behind. He even tells Peter to leave your family and come with me. I mean, I remember, is that a true story?
That's literal.
I've always been like troubled by that.
Yeah.
Because it was hard for me to believe that Christ told Peter to leave his family and kids and split, would follow him. It almost sounds like it's like blatantly gay at some point. And that's just like almost a prayer going out, because I love the Lord so much, and I believe ultimately that that's was the righteous thing to do. It doesn't mean, you know, be a deadbeat dad or anything like that. It was more of honest. He maybe meant it in a spiritual sense, because by doing so, you are taking care of your family by leading by example. So there's some definite questions there and some deep understanding. It's very it always comes back up in my mind.
Yep. Yep, that's a heavy thing there, dude. Yeah, he did say that, and it wasn't in a gay thing.
Well, in this day and age, you know, you gotta take everything with a grain of salt.
His name was Peter, not
you.
Peter
can't even talk
Eater.
About. I was thinking, you know, you're talking about an AB switch. I don't even think you should say the word AB. We're done. You know, like the algorithm is picking up. You said AB like 1,000 times, and they're thinking we're over here. You know, the ghetto bird's circling over. It's ridiculous. Because they take it out of context.
They do. They don't.
It's insanity, bro.
It's because
if you guys have a problem with AB anything, take it out of the alphabet. Start with BC instead of A. Maybe start it with AD. Right. You know, let's have a vote between starting the alphabet with BC or AD. Which one would win? I think it would probably be BC would win rather than AD.
More like bisexual. That one would win.
Oh, shit.
That would be a sure dead ringer right there. Dude.
Damn, dude, that's hilarious. But I was tremoring. You know, I was going to tell you, you got to switch it to the 1-2 switch or the on-off switch. No more AB switch talk.
No, fuck that noise. The reason it has to be the AB switch is because
you use that reference because it's an old music term, isn't it?
Yes. And that's me.
See, I know that, but I don't know that.
See, I'm a sound engineer. That's my art.
So maybe all the podcasters out there in the world, it'll be a funny topic. It's a fun, interesting topic, you know.
Hey, if you're a techie, fuck yeah. But if you're not, you're going to be all like, oh, what does that mean? You know? Or how about this? How about this? What is that light switch right there? You said a 1-2 switch?
It's an AB switch. It's okay. An on-off switch.
Yeah, on and off switch. You right, want right. to say that, or what do you want me to say?
Or send or don't send switch or
Well, there's a switch. Okay, so what happened was we were talking about the body, right? Earlier, I was saying that your spirit is in your heart, right? You got two brains, all that, and we got to shut off the mind. So when you're, let's say we're a computer, right? I'm assuming these people are gonna figure this out. Let's say you got your C drive and your D drive, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're operating on your C drive and you're kind of using a little bit of your D drive. So what I'm telling you to do is go over there to where the Windows icon is, computer, and then shut off the C drive and turn on the D drive.
Got to cut on that external hard drive.
Yeah. Shit. And then use all that shit, all your operating system, everything, all your belief structure, all that. It goes and it stays over there on the C drive. So now that you're on the D drive, you have to explore the D drive a little bit to start adding memory and start adding, you know, and start so the thing can go, hey, this is what he wants me to do.
You got
to
write your own operating
system. There you go. You write your own operating system. Holy smackaroni. I'm assuming that's a good example right there.
It's a good analogy. That,
yes, that's what we need to do. So
we got
to
get away from that Windows or Apple operating system. Yeah.
Hey, fuck that motherfucker. Windows, suck my dick. What's his name?
Here's the problem. It works, and it's the only thing I can use. I don't know how to create my own operating system.
Close the gates. Right? You have your own operating system.
I love Windows.
You know?
I don't like the fact that, you know.
Well, you know, I don't really like Windows, to be honest with you. I'm more of a, like, I'm more an Apple guy.
You are?
Yeah.
I have a problem with Apple.
I know a lot of people do. I'm so glad
I love so much about it, but at the same time, there's certain little things that I feel is, you know, it's
a philosophy, bro, is what it is. It's just a different way of thinking.
I have a hard time using all these machines that are built in like sweat factories and suicide factories and slave factories. And the shoes I'm wearing are built by kids and I'm supposed to be against it. But what's sad is my only real option, the only thing I can afford is the cheap $40 Nikes that come from China. It's the only shoe I can wear and not roll my ankle and be comfortable and work all day. Most American made shoes. I can't walk around for 30 minutes without being in pain.
Well, you're an artist. Why don't you make a shoe?
I don't have the resources. What am I going to use truck tires and cut them out? And that's what they do. You know what? I want to do that.
Me too. I want to.
I would rather live more simple of a life. But you know, we're
well. Let's do it, Tim. Let's do it.
We got to split. We got to get out of here, man. I can't go live in a desert washout in Cave Creek or New River. I mean, I could.
No, dude. I was thinking we could do it right over at my place. I got an area right there. We'll start doing it all there.
Just becoming like nomads, dig a pit and start living down in some bunker and just living in the dirt. Like, you know, that's what the homeless are doing in Tucson.
No. I was thinking go down to the recycler. Well, you know what? You're talking about literally leaving out. I'm just talking about like right now. But no, yeah. Okay, look. So what I was saying is earlier, what you're getting at is what do you do, right? Well, yeah, he said to leave your family, bro. You know why? Because it's the world. That's the world. Like, for example, I'm married, right? And I don't wear my wedding ring anymore, and neither does my wife, because that's not the bond we have. And we already talked about this, that's too.
True, yeah, there's truth to that.
We also talked about the whole certificate. I was like, do you feel like you're bound to me because
it's almost dangerous to wear your wedding ring?
Yeah,
in the spiritual war battle we're in, people hate marriage, heterosexual marriage. That's what we're getting at.
There's a lot of hate in the world, but here's the thing, dude. Fear, okay? Fear. If you're afraid of these guys, they're using the media to instill fear in you. Fear is your only God. That was the name. That's in the song. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep us in fear, you know, because in that fear we resonate a certain harmonic tone, right? A certain frequency, and they feed off of that frequency, right? So they just keep pressing it. But the interesting thing is that is fear. You know, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting God-made emotion or mechanism or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and it gets distorted, right? Gets inverted.
Yeah.
Gets copied. And that's what the Fallen did. See, they're the ones that came down here and taught that technology to humans, and that's what we're using, this microphone, these guitars, these instruments, you know, the frequency that we're tuned to on the instruments, you know, the frequency that we're tuned to by what we're doing. And right now everybody's scared because it's like, oh, what do I do? You know, I got no money. I can't. Where am I going to live? And I'm going to need shoes and clothes and all that shit, right? You think, and everybody's living in fear, you know, because they bow down to these gods, you know, money's a god, whether you want to believe it or not, you know, it's a god. And, you know, automobiles, they're gods, everything, dude, everything that they use, you know, with that purpose, they're gods to control. And if they control you, then what does that mean about you? What does that say about you? That means that you have no control. I'm telling you, take control. Fuck those guys in the helicopter. Behind those fucking computers in their little fucking hidden rooms, you know, working for the government, for some government agency, some wealthy fucker. Fuck you guys. You can't do shit to me. You're more cowardly than I am. And when the time comes, when it will, then who's going to be living in fear, huh? For that what you reap, you shall sow. That what you sow, you shall reap. You know, these guys, they're inflictors of that fear, you know, and you and I, we're just regular guys, man. We're the sheep, you know. That was that vineyard that we were talking about.
We're the meek. We're the meek.
Yeah, we're the meek. We're the wheat. We're the wheat in that field. We're the wheat in the field, you know. And the shepherds, you know, they're the ones that are feeding the wheat or the garden or whatever and taking of the fat and all that other shit. They're the ones that are gonna pay, dude. Those guys, the guys that decided that, hey, let's go with this fallen angel technology. Let's pursue this all the way. That's not the way. You know, Jesus came down and told us, hey, this is the way. I'm the light. I'm the way over here. Look, hey, I'm over here. Yeah, my heart. This is it. This is where I come in. This is where it all takes place. This guy over here, you know, he just wanders around, you know, aimlessly. He's controlled by all his emotions and his fears and his woes and his sorrows. And, you know, and he's a miserable guy, you know, and it's sad for that miserable guy. So let's put that miserable guy to rest. Right. And then we'll go over here and hang out for a little while and get all powerized and energized. And then when the time comes, we'll go over there and wake that fucker up and say, hey, you son of a bitch, this is how you do it. And you train that guy. And then when you got those two guys together, guess what? When the two shall become one, you know, that's what they try to teach us with the whole Adam and Eve thing, you know. They split the atom. Your male and your female, you know. That's what it means right there, dude. The mind. You got to separate yourself from your mind. Because the mind, that's where the soul is. And your spirit is in your heart. That's where it dwells. Because the spirit of God that comes out of nowhere, Mr. Tesla taught us, goes in through your nostrils, into your lungs, and from your lungs it goes right into your heart. And as soon as your heart gets it, what does it do? It distributes that life throughout all the rest of the body, all of the organs, you know, and it takes care of the essentials right away, the lungs, you know, the kidneys, the pancreas, the gut, all that shit. That's why when you want to be a disciple of Jesus and not just a good Christian, you know, fuck being a Christian, be a disciple of Christ. You know, follow him, you know, like Peter did and like Mary Magdalene did and like Thomas did and like James and like John and they all did and all the people that followed them, the groupies, you know, be a groupie. And I know it all sounds sexual and all that other stuff, but, you know, it's because it's foreign. You know, you're used to thinking with your mind about it. You're used to thinking with this thing that you've been thinking your whole damn life with. You're trying to psychoanalyze it and you can't psychoanalyze it. You have to feel it, you know. And the only way to feel it is to be in the heart, to be in the spirit. That's where all compassion is, you know. That's where the kingdom of my Father is when Jesus said, hey, you know, you got to, the kingdom of the Father is within you, is what he said, right? So you have to open up your eyes, your spiritual eyes, not your physical eyes, because if you're looking for Jesus with your physical eyes, you're never going to see him. You have to use your spiritual eyes because he's here spiritually. He's not here well, physically, you know, in a physical body like he was during that time. He's in multiple physical bodies. If you could say that, you know, I'm trying to, like, this body right here is the temple and the altar is the heart. So that's where the sacrifice takes place and that's where the Spirit of God gets his fruit, you know, gets his savor, his meat and all that, you know. And that's how his spirit is able to dwell in you. If you're in your brain, what you're doing is you're tuned to a totally different frequency and you're like an antenna, an instrument. You're bringing all that negative energy to you because the energy is there. The negative energy is there with the positive energy. You can't have the positive energy without the negative energy. You can't have the negative energy without the yin and the yang. There we are, right? Back to it again. So with this thing, you resonate in a harmonic frequency that brings back those frequencies, and those are the frequencies that are fucking you up. That's why you got to get all, you know, you got to get on drugs and shit to get away from the world. And see, that's the point. You got to get away from the world, the fictitious world, the false world. C drive, you got to go to the D drive, the real world over here where your feet, you're fucking naked, you're standing there, you know. What am I gonna eat? Who gives a fuck? You know, you're there, you know. How when you leave, how are you going to be taken care of? Well, the spirit. If you're living in the spirit and you already have faith that Jesus is going to take care of you, right? And God's going to take care of you, well, it's going to happen. You're going to make it manifest. All of a sudden, you're in a totally different realm, in a totally different world, living and becoming the harmonic instrument that you really intentionally were to become, you know, even greater than the angels. You know, that's why the angels got jealous. They wanted these bodies, you know, and they got them. And they still have them. You know, they come in and they come out, you know, these spirits, whether you believe it or not, they're there and they're possessing us left and right. You know, They're coming through this technology, these screens right there, these phones, you know. We bring them to us, and they're here. We've opened the gate. That's what CERN was all about, you know.
The whole CERN thing was crazy, man. I had to, like, disconnect from it because it was so, like, that opening ceremony they did is a fact. It factually happened.
Yes.
And if you watch people break it down and analyze it from different perspectives and conspiracy theories, it is so unbelievably, like, it seems so fake and so...
it's staged.
So much propaganda and so much symbolism that people don't... It's so extreme that I don't think people see it as true. They see it as Hollywood. And so therefore they write it off as being real. And it's real shit they're fucking with.
Mm-hmm. It's real, dude.
Now, whether they're just going down some dead end and it's just all, they're just playing games, maybe that's true. But if they are onto some kind of tapping into some sort of spiritual energy or whatever they're doing, or demonic opening Hell's Gate or Heaven's Gate or whatever they're trying to do, it's a sign of the times. We're in some serious weird times going on. Is it any different? It's not really any different. You go back to Babylon, ancient Mayans, the Aztecs, ancient Rome, ancient all kinds of empires, and Japanese empires, and Manchuria, and China, and they all had kind of strange spiritual sacrifices with blood, with people, with eradicating other tribes and other religions and cultures, and I think we're so educated, our generation and our time, we're so educated to it, which is good, but it's also bad because we're also desensitized to it.
That's true.
We're not, we're so prepared for death that we're not prepared to for death, because we're not going to see it coming. We're not taking action, and we're not also stopping someone from taking action. So what are we ultimately boiling down to? Are we going to see a chaos like a zombie land in the streets? Are we going to see Wild West take over the streets? Are we going to see entire neighborhoods being starved to death? Are we going to see chain link fences going up? Are we going to see an invasion? Are we going to see a great exodus? Are we going to see, there's so many factors, and will one natural disaster completely stop any agenda from happening? I believe that's what will happen. I believe whatever agenda that the evil one is trying to conduct on this planet will be stopped by God the Father and through Mother Nature. I believe it. And that's why the meek will inherit the earth, because those who have nothing will need nothing. And so, like, you know, you could flood me out, flood out my whole world, burn my house to the ground. It'll be worse for me, and it'll also be better for me. It won't be a win or loss. Other people will take a loss, and they won't be able to recover from it.
That's right.
You take people like a big farmer's got all these people hooked on their whatevers. What if that delivery truck stops running? They're going to be zombies in the street. And yep. I'm not going to be a zombie in the street.
No, because you're not affected by that.
I'm spiritually and mentally prepared for whatever's coming.
I agree. I see that. I totally see that. You're so self-sufficient. You don't need anybody telling you what to do. You'll know what to do.
Yeah, I'll eat my dog. I'll eat, you know, I'll probably, you know, the one thing that I do fear is being starved and not having water, you know. People lose their minds and do crazy things.
Well, you definitely want to stay hydrated. So it's always wise to, really, really smart thing to do is I know the military published a book of survival where they teach you how to survive in a desert environment. You know, they teach you how to create a shelter, you know, with almost nothing.
Right.
If you're fucking got no clothes on, bro.
Oh, it can be done.
Yeah. They teach you all that. They teach you what plants to eat, what animals to eat, what not to eat, what to stay away from. But more importantly is wherever environment you're in, no matter what, you know, be it a tundra, desert, or you know, whatever other ones. I think there's like four other types of terrains that you can, you know, exist on, because the military's been everywhere.
You know, I follow on Facebook the Maricopa County Emergency Alert page.
The smart.
They're posting these 30-day survival plans. And this is Maricopa County. Federal government is telling us we need to get ready for something crazy.
They've been telling us.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. And so there's where the hope lies in humanity. Because even if they're the ones that create it,
there's somewhere in there is they're not, it's, they're not hiding it from us. We're hiding it from ourselves. They're telling us we're coming to screw you over.
Yeah. Yeah.
The evil one, the devil doesn't go, oh, I'm sneaking around. He comes in the front door and tells you, you guys are going to get screwed over and you're going to like it. And if you're asleep, you're going to like it. So it's amazing how I shared that on Facebook and like a couple people responded, but no one takes that shit seriously. I don't even take it. If we get starved out or the water goes out or the food supply stops, I got like maybe 2 days.
Not if, before Tim, I start eating. When?
Right. It's like the rodeo. It's not if, it's when and how bad. That's a pro bull riding famous religion to live by.
There you go.
You have to get your mind around that before you get on that horse.
That's right.
It's not going to be if you get hurt. It's going to be when and how bad. And that's the fact of the life you're choosing. Sometimes I don't have the guts, I don't think.
Sure you do. It's just that you don't know it.
You'll know when that day comes.
Right now you're not being tested.
It's like the Mike Tyson thing.
When the day comes. You've never
truly felt what true fear is. Yeah. And when you do, you'll think it's the frog. But what it was the fear that it created.
That's right.
Was what changed you forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've tasted fear like that before, which has molded me in a proper direction. But I still don't truly know what ultimate fear is. None of us, I don't think, do. A very few.
You mean a physical
surviving something that people can't
survival
imagine.
Survival skill.
Surviving something that's so terrorizing and like a rape victim that was kept slave in a house for 20 years.
We don't know
what that kind of, that person knows that certain kind of fear. Now, sometimes they're broken and they can't function properly. Some of them survive it and righteous, and they go on to change the world. They go on to change the world.
Real few, small few.
There's the girl going around touring in universities and churches and stuff. She survived the botched abortion.
Wow.
She came out of the womb like all cut up, chopped up in a dumpster.
Damn.
And I think someone saved her.
Good.
And she survived and is a grown woman's tour. And she tells that story and you don't believe it. You think it's fake. It's made up. No one can survive that, spiritually survive it. Your body might be able to survive it, but I don't think you'd be too broken. And so there's people out there that survive that kind of stuff. And
she's got a strong spirit.
And those people who have what it takes, they can survive anything that the devil can't get any worse to them.
Well, we have that too. It's just that we don't realize it.
Well, it hasn't been tapped. And we don't know if we do or we don't.
Well, the thing is that all that shit's coming. It's coming down the pipe. There's no way around it. But, you know, it's all physical, you know? And if you're not here understanding the spiritual aspect of it and the physical aspect of it, you're going to get consumed by it. In other words, it's like a river, a water that's coming, and we all feel it. We all know it. And most of us are going to get washed out by it, but some of us are going to just barely escape by our claws, you know, trying to get out of it. And some of us are going to be up there going, geez, man, I'm glad I fucking did that, you know. But all the people that got washed away, they're screwed. And that those are the casualties, because you can't have war without death. You know, you have to have death. People have to die. I think an enlightened person, if you're, you know, spiritual and not just a religious person, you know, just you get up and, you know, you all belong to a sect or whatever, religion or whatever you want to call it. I don't give a crap. Christian, Muslim, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. You know, if you're part of that organization, then, you know, you're going to live a certain way, you know, and, but I'm beyond that. I'm not any of that. You know, people have a hard time with Jesus, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I don't really care, you know, whether they have it or not. You know, I'm not religious, but what I am is spiritual. You know, I recognize my creator and I recognize everything that he does, you know, all the good, and I recognize all the bad that associated with it, with this creator, whatever. And I fear that creator, and I fear the bad part of it. So I like the love part of it, and that's the one I go to, because that's where it all originated anyway, out of love, you know. The creator is nothing but love. So, you know, you're forgiven, Tim. What's your sin? Your sin is that you're not looking to him. Well, how do you look to him? Like I said, you got to cut that switch off, man. You know, you got to go, you start thinking with your heart, man. That's how it is. Everybody needs to do that. You know, you got to believe. If you don't believe, you're done. If you believe, yay, you know, you're halfway there, but it's a process, you know. Where I'm at, I'm lucky you know, but you're lucky too. You know, you're in a process too, because obviously you're able to understand where I'm coming from. It's not a matter of whether I understand where you're coming from. It's a matter of whether you understand where I'm coming from, because mine's a trip, you know. I mean, how many people come in here and they're talking to you how I'm talking to you, saying all this shit, you know?
Not many. A lot of people say are on that same wavelength and vibration in a different approach or a different mindset, and from a different place, but not many people are willing to attack the issues and study them. A lot of people are aware of them and they're comfortably numb to it. Mm-hmm. They believe that they can't affect change, and so they're a ride along.
Yeah.
I, for one hand, believe that if I am awoken to something, if I ask, you know, a great saying in Christianity, in my family anyways, is those who ask shall receive. I ask the Lord to be awoken to the truth, and next thing I know, I'm on a certain path, which I don't know is the actual truth or not, but one thing I do know is that I'm on a path, which is the truth. You have to have a reason. You can't be on a path unless you have a reason, and you can't have a reason unless you're on a path. And so that's what the truth is that I'm asking and I'm interested and I'm searching. And that's the only path that the truth can be spoken to you. And so that is the truth. And so here we find ourselves, and it's not that many of us are attacking the pathway to justice and truth and enlightenment.
You know, that's absolutely true, Tim. And I think you should stay on that path, because it's the straight and narrow. And no matter what, as you're on that path and you're alone right now, and you're going to be alone for a while, and it's going to get cold, it's going to get scary, and you're going to get hungry, and you're going to want to turn around and go back and everything, and it's going to scare the shit out of you. But you just got to have faith. You just got to keep going, dude, because eventually, you know, there's that little part. Yeah, everybody's got to go through it, you know. But once you get past it, it gets a little better, and then you start seeing, oh, hey, there's other people on this path too. You know, and you start walking through that path, and all of a sudden you see more and more people, and they're walking in back and forth, you know, back and forth on the path. And all of a sudden you realize, hey, it's not so bad, you know, but you have to get there, you know, see what the creator is. I think what people need to realize is, first of all, do you believe, you know, do you hope that there's a God, you know, do you have any hope at all? And if you don't, then, you know, you're not going to find out. So, but do you believe, you know, and if you do believe, do you go see if he's actually there? And like you said, knock, ask, question, and all that in the door. It's all true. All that stuff they're teaching you in Christianity, all that stuff that they're teaching you in Islam, all that stuff that they're teaching you in all the other religions, it's all true. But what they're doing is they're giving you a false truth with that truth. In other words, they created a concoction, but they had to sprinkle it with sugar so that you can taste it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they took something that had a name and they had to give it a place.
Yeah, and that sugar is the truth. So
and they lost they forgot to remember that that place that has a name is that place. The place where you come up with the name is the place. We are in the shop, we are in the laboratory, we are in the school, we are in the auditorium. That's what the planet is.
Yep.
And so that's what I like, you know.
It's what's on the planet.
You know, so I believe in Jesus, and that's where, you know, I'm not going to go. I was raised Catholic, and I still am Catholic, because I make too many relations that I always find ways to justify why it's, you know, I don't have extreme doubts about my religion that I'm a part of, which is my own maybe personal problem or whatever. But I don't forget that this planet is the church that was built by man and God, because God is man. So there's, you know, people like to go, oh, I believe in God, but I don't worship a church or a place or the people there. I understand all that. I'm on the same page as
that's
that.
That's me, dude.
I believe that those same people, I try to believe that they're supposed to be those same people that are there worshiping the same planet that I'm worshiping, and the creator that created all the heavens and the earths.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go over there, because to those buildings with those people, because they believe in different gods, you know, and from where I'm at, they're false gods. So I don't worship false gods. I don't believe in their philosophy or any of that. I'm not part of the fallen angel philosophy. I despise the fallen angel philosophy. I should hate it, which I do. I hate the technology. But here I am, you know what I mean? So I'm suffering, you know, going through this whole thing, and I believe, and, you know, and I communicate, and then there's things, you know, I ask and I knock and I receive, and I get confirmations, you know, my own way, you get it your way, and all that stuff. You know, I'm married. My wife, she's a miracle. And my first daughter, my oldest daughter, she's a miracle too. And my third daughter, my second one, she's a miracle too. So there's three miracles right there in my life, you know, things that I petitioned for, and, you know, and I got answered for, and that's what I'm here. But I've come to the, I think what, you know, the truth, man, you just got to stay on that path. Ultimately, you gain more and more knowledge. What you're learning from the Bible is truth. But, you know, realistically, when you think about it historically, the Bible originally was not designed to enlighten you, but it was designed to entrap you, right? It was designed to get you to think a certain way, detract you from a path. It was designed to get you away from the truth, but by skirting it, see? But the thing with
had to use truth in order for it to work on see, any
that,
level.
That's the beauty of it. That's, see? That is that's the fucking beauty of it. No,
that's why the devil hates God, because he cannot be outdone.
Because
he cannot be out-tricked, outsmarted. Cannot. That's why, like, Peter was crucified upside down, because the symbol of the upside down cross, no matter how many Satan goth kids want to worship that and use that, they're just, all they're doing is proclaiming that the truth is above them. And so that's like a simple layman's way of just saying that the devil is a trickster.
He is a trickster.
But only God and the people who use the power of God can outsmart that.
Okay, but now listen,
with
my friend.
With righteous trickery.
That's the beauty. That's the thing about the thing was, I want to go to that too. I want to talk about the cross, but not yet. So the Bible was originally designed to make us stupid, right? To detract us from the truth. But the problem is that they used the word. See? So in the beginning was the word, right? And who was the word? Jesus, right? Jesus is the word. He spoke the word. The spoken word. That's how it was taught, you know? That's how when man or society originated, that's how it was taught, you know, until the fallen angels came over and fucked the whole thing up, you know? Then it had to be retaught again, because, you know, everybody hit the AB switch and went to the C drive and cut out the fucking D drive, you know? So you got to get to the D drive, man, to function properly, you know? Otherwise, in the C drive, the philosophies of the worlds and all the religions, they're the ones that are holding you back from completely getting engulfed by the truth, because it's better to just let go of all that stuff and just get consumed by the truth. It's gonna, the truth literally sets you free, because the Bible is a tool designed to enslave us, to trap us, to trick us, right? But these conniving fallen angel evil fuckers, you know, that tried to fuck humanity, they forgot one thing, like you just said, the word, dude. You know what I mean? They couldn't keep the truth out, so they got trumped. You know, came and said, look, guys, what I'm going to say is so important that Peter, you need to write this down. Okay. You're the scribe. You write everything that comes out of my mouth, and whatever discussions we have here, you write it all down. That's your job. Okay. So he's like, okay, man, whatever, you know, and I guess he didn't understand fully what he meant, because once he started talking, the rest of the apostles started participating because they wanted to gain understanding, you know. And they kept asking him and asking him, and they kept going back and forth, and he kept relaying to them. You know, he would use the parables, and then to them he goes, but first off, he goes, to you guys, I'm just going to give it to you, you know. To the rest of the world, you got to give it to the rest of the world. That's your job, right? But I'm going to give it to you. So he gave them the word, and he spoke it, and he spoke the truths, and he told them everything. And they passed it on, you know. And then the Romans came along, and they're like, you know, hey, what's up with all these Jesus fuckers? What's going on, man? What's up? You know, and that's, oh, they're Christians. What? They're Christians. Oh, yeah. What the hell's going on? Oh, they worship this dude and blah, 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 you know. But these guys, they got their symbols, their idols that they're worshiping, their gods that they're sacrificing, blood sacrifice. See, that's the trick, bro. The sacrifice and the altar, you know, the altar is your heart. The sacrifice is, there is no blood sacrifice. God doesn't require the blood sacrifice, because he did the blood sacrifice. He killed Jesus. He sacrificed him. He let the world kill him. That was the blood sacrifice. He doesn't want any other blood sacrifices. The only sacrifice he wants is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's the sacrifice, you know? And that's all we got to do, is we got to just sacrifice. Christ paid the price. You know, stop living in guilt, okay? Stop thinking, oh, I'm a horrible person. You know, I'm terrible. I'm a sinner and this and that. You know, if you feel that way, dude, you need to just stop thinking that way and say, okay, look, Jesus forgives me. I'm going to forgive myself. Forgive yourself. That's the hardest part. Forgive yourself. You're not a sinner. You know, you're not evil. You know, you're a victim. You're the victim here. The evil and the sinners, they've already been judged, okay? That's the fallen angels and the seven stars. That's Satan and his and the third of the host that he took down from heaven. Those are the Satans. Those are the seven. And then the fallen angels, the 300 or the 200, whatever, that came down here, is that were supposed to be watchers along with the other watchers, which is Michael and Gabriel and all those other guys. And they're the ones that, you know, that messed with the DNA. You know, they said that they came down and they procreated with the women, right? Well, how do these multi-dimensional beings get to mate with these women? You know, how do they inject their DNA into a physical world, you know? And, you know, the genome, by thinking. Just if I can get you to start thinking a certain way, right? And you start thinking that way. Let's say you go, okay, I'm right-handed. From this moment on, you're going to be left-handed. So now you're going to think left-handed. And it's going to be a struggle, but you're going to do it. But you're creating DNA right there. See what I'm saying? And if you train everybody to write left-handed, you got a generation after generation after generation after generation of left-handed people, you know? And every once in a while, you get a right-hander.
Yeah, I'm a left-handed revolutionary.
Yeah, see, there you go, bro. That's what it's all about.
My whole world has been, everything is geared towards right-handed people. And where's the conspiracy about how that's racist? You know, is that gender phobic?
What?
That I'm left-handed? And it's not even that I chose to be left-handed. I was born left-handed, and the world is against that. It's like a, you know, funny little way to just make it. Yes, a joke.
People are the world is nuts, dude. They're off the hook.
We're gonna have to start having on our IDs not only what gender we want to be called, but if we are pro left-handed or pro right-handed, and I deserve and demand to be catered to in a left-handed McDonald's. Like if I go into 7-Eleven, I want the whole thing flipped backwards. I want that option. You know what I'm saying? I want the flush handle on every toilet to be on either side of the toilet so that I'm not being offended every time I have to flush the toilet.
I think you're just
making my rights, bro. Fine, where's my fucking rights, dude? I'm sick of this shit.
You're upset about the whole gender thing, huh?
No, it's just funny. I like to make jokes about it, but I hope I didn't just kill the podcast.
No. That's funny, though. You know, the whole gender thing, it's real, though. You know, it is real. It is real. The girls are right, you know.
But where do we draw the line?
Well, okay, first of all, what's going on right now with the whole gender thing, you know, male, female. I think what we need to do is we need to define the way we think, right? We need to change our way of thinking. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Change your way of thinking. I'm saying think by the heart, but how can you do it up here? So, like, the men, you know, we have the upper body strength, right? We're built differently. You know, our genitals are sticking out of our bodies.
Whoa. You're
right?
You're being controversial right now.
I know, but it's the truth. So, anyway, this body, right, it is designed this way. It's born this way. And then you have the female, right, where their genitalia is sucked in. They have the vagina, the womb. But see, that's the interesting thing about the female is that that's what they call them, you know, male, female. The male has the penis, right? Male carries the DNA, right? So he's got to, in order for a human being to be produced naturally, we have to take DNA from the male and insert it into the DNA of the female. Now, you don't necessarily have to use a penis to do that now. You can use
people are trying to make clones now and shit.
Yeah, but what they do is they inject male sperm into a female.
It's a natural, or it has to be an organic semen specimen. It can't be.
Yeah. So you know the whole thing about the abortion, you know what that's all about,
stem
right?
Cell and
exactly.
Well, you go in like Thailand, is it Thailand or something? There's people like grown men, like imagine I just lost my job and I'm in Thailand and like I'm literally on the fence about selling one of my kidneys on the black market so that I can go another couple months of paying my bills. And that's what it's coming down to.
That's what it is. It's the truth.
And there's people being a lot of the kidnap victims.
Same thing in China.
A lot of the kidnapping victims By some grace of God, I have no fear of talking about it on podcast. I have no fear of like them coming to get me or whatever, or being silenced.
Don't be afraid of that. They can't. They have no power over you, Tim.
Well, it might not have any power over my spiritual being, but they do have power. Though they can come shut anything down.
Yeah, they can, but still, they can't. They don't have the power. They could come here and take everything physical from you because it's theirs. It's not yours. All this stuff that you see right here, this house, it's not yours. It's theirs. You're just paying for it.
It's owned by the slaves that built it. Ultimately. Yeah.
Well, it's owned. It's built by the slaves that the owners owned. The right. owners own it. They right. own it. And that's who you're paying for. That's who I'm paying for. We're paying them for the privilege to be on this earth that we have every right to be here. And we're also paying for the privilege to drink water that is free and is naturally given to us anyway. You know, same thing with the food. And see, that's the other thing. So now what I was trying to get at was with Christ, dude, being a disciple of Christ, that's what separates you from being a Christian, bro. See, a Christ... You have to sacrifice, right? You have to make the sacrifice. And here's another thing too. Once you make that sacrifice, not to offer blood as a sacrifice anymore, your next step is to not consume blood. See? So you got to stop eating the animals. I'm just going to let that one soak in for a few minutes.
I don't know about all that.
All right. Let's move on, okay? Let's move on. And all of a sudden, you start living feeding your body a certain way because guess what? Okay, look, listen to this. This is why it's important. I don't eat meat anymore. I don't eat animal. Okay, but what it is I eat meat. It's a different kind of meat. The meat that they were talking about when Jesus was eating, and he said, you know, bring the meat. It tells you right there in the Bible, dude. It's flour. It's flour and oil. It's a really refined, pure flour, you know, and they mix oil in it and you mix it up and you do, I don't know what the fuck you do with it. You could bake it. You could do whatever you want to do with it. That's the meat that he's talking about, right?
Okay.
And wine.
Right.
That's what they eat. That's what they are. They're vegetarians.
That's crazy,
they don't, dude. And when they talk about wine, they don't talk about the wine or the fruit, right? They talk about the water. Like they'll eat grapes. That's the wine. But they're not going to process it by hand to create the alcoholic effect to get what wine is.
Well, I don't know.
That's what it is.
Wine was created so that they could drink without getting sick because water was boric and contaminated.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Alcohol was a medicine.
Yes. But it's not like that now.
It is.
You know?
It is in a lot of countries.
So you got to cut out the meat,
right? That's why so many people drink soda because it's clean water. It's a form of clean hydration, even though it dehydrates you ultimately.
It does.
If you're living in like a third world country, you're gonna take that orange Fanta over drinking out of some puddle in the street.
Maybe, but there's also places over there where people drink water. Not everybody's drinking Fanta. You're not gonna live that long. There's water available there somewhere, so they're getting water no matter what. You know,
bottled water shipped in.
Yeah, bottled water, or it could be straight out of the fucking. I don't know. Some people, when I went down to Mexico, what they do is they take it out of the sink that comes out of the pipes from the government, and they just boil the water before they do anything with it. They don't cook with it, nothing. They boil a shitload of it. And then once they got it all boiled, then they start drinking it and start doing all kinds of stuff, you know? And, you know, one thing I read is that if you want to get fluoride out of your water, all you got to do is boil it, right? But you distill it. And the stuff that hits the distillery...
runs off the side and into another thing.
Yeah, that's...
It's only water. It's only H2O. Yeah. Here's the only problem with that.
That's just to get
that water now is so alkaline. It's not so alkaline, but it's so pure H2O that it absorbs all the elements in iron that's in your blood to balance itself out. Like that's why tap water, they go high pH and then high alkaline. They fluctuate it. So the pipe closes and gets corroded, and then they open it back up with acid, and then they close it, and then they open it back up with acid over the years. If the water was always acidic forever, the pipes would eventually, all the pipes would start leaking because that water will absorb the elements that are in the metal or whatever it is in. That's why though many places are now going to plastic pipes because that doesn't occur. Mm. But it's not good to drink completely distilled water. Not at all.
No. You lose something. But that's the only way to filter out.
What you do.
That's the only thing to filter
Here's
out.
Here's what you do. You take a bunch of rinsed river rocks, like pieces of granite, river rocks, different kinds of rocks. and you put them in distilled water and leave it overnight, and that water will absorb all the iron and zinc.
All the minerals.
It'll balance itself out.
Yeah, I think you lose the minerals.
There's some finite balance you have. There's a certain science to it. That's why you get mineralized water.
Yeah.
There's certain bottled water is like distilled water with added minerals because they have to. Otherwise, that water will just – it'll deplete all your elements.
That's true. Well, I'm just saying that's the only way you can get the fluoride out.
Yeah, I don't
out of water. So I don't worry about it. I just drink the tap water.
I do too, because my mom raised me on that spiritual level that the world has no power over my spirit.
That's true.
And if I die with some growth coming out of my neck, then that's what God's will was. It's just my body and my flesh, and life's so short anyways. You know, that's not what's important.
It doesn't
important.
Have to be short.
And worrying and being concerned about those things is a sin because it's a distraction from what really is important. Drink water, get hydrated, and get back to work.
Yeah.
That's what's important. A lot of these people are turning their work into what they're eating. That's their becomes their job, and they're wasting their time. I haven't had a piece of gum in like 5 years. I'll be sick in about 20 minutes.
I just got a foul taste in my mouth. I think I'm getting a cavity.
Really? Ah. You'll know it when it happens, man. I had a cavity, an ingrown tooth, or some kind of tooth problem. It was making me mentally ill. I was having rage fits and shit, and I wasn't in pain. I was in a little bit of pain here and there, but my immune system was in pain. It was in a shutdown mode that taps into your brain, almost like a diabetic shock or a diabetic rage fit. You know, people that have many times people road rage and shit, they don't realize it. It's a diabetic rage fit.
Is that what it is?
All they have to do is eat something, and they'll be the happiest guy in the world. Has nothing to do with someone pissed you off, or you're just mad today, or you're in a bad mood.
It's food.
It's all about your diet.
Munchies,
everything
bro.
Is your diet.
That's true. I believe that. That is absolutely true. And that's the reason why I cut out flesh, you know. Because of the blood. Think about it. You know, most of your diseases, your heavy-duty diseases are blood-related, right?
Okay.
And so I'm trying to... I know with the veggies, and that's the other thing, too. That's the thing I'm working on now. I'm buying more stuff from, like, the farmer's market, and now we're transitioning into growing now, you know. It's better to get it that way because they say that the stuff that you get at the stores, you know, they're pumping so many chemicals in there that
it's the only way it's the only way it can work.
Yeah,
you can't grow like 500,000 acres of lettuce and not pesticide it, and then what are you gonna do? Ship a bunch of dead, infected, insect infested shit.
Yeah, you're right. But not only that, dude, the you've used that field for so many freaking years that you like sucked all the nutrients out of it. You got to start pumping nutrients in there.
It's insane, yeah.
And it's all synthetic, you know, GMOs.
Yeah. And Monsanto right now is trying to buy the whole medical marijuana industry all in one paycheck.
Let them do it, yeah.
They're going to, you know.
I don't smoke medical other than just what you had right there. Is that medical?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to stay with the stuff that gets grown out of the ground.
I would too. It's they eradicated it. It's not existent anymore.
Really?
Not really.
No, dude. I beg to differ. I think they're still growing it out there in the fields and stuff and getting it over here from California, Mexico.
It's not lucrative. The industry, the weed industry for the
black
market.
Maybe it'll go away. Maybe it'll go away. Then I'm gonna have to stop because I don't want to do medical. I mean, you know, since the only time I've smoked medical is just that was it, just that time.
Well,
right now
you are more than you think. You know, you might be getting someone from a friend or something, but
no, it's different, dude. It doesn't smell anything like that.
It's interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, you know, they call it Reggie.
Right.
Call it Reggie. Call it of the earth, baby. That's interesting.
They're trying to legalize mushrooms in California right now for medicinal experimentation and treatments.
Then I'm just gonna have to quit. They're not gonna let me grow it. Hey, you know maybe what I'll do? Oh, yeah, that's what they were saying, huh? They want to legalize the hemp industry. Did you hear about that?
Well, a lot of people do, but I don't think they'll go for it. It's like the oil and electric car deal.
I think
it's... Or the light rail deal. You know, who was it? ExxonMobil or someone? Shell Oil bought the light rail in L.A. L.A. used to have nothing but light rails everywhere. They had it figured out. Best transportation in the world. I think Shell bought it. In their land and their company and the whole industry, mm-hmm. And they just dozed it all to sell
it.
More cars and oil.
Yep.
So if hemp, you know, hemp is makes a lot of sense, but
it could be used as a fuel.
It would put plastics out of industry. It would put wood out of industry. Like you go to IKEA and get something that's made out of an actual tree. It was shot out of a saw gun. They just have these machines that spit out perfectly shaped boards, and they just stuff them full of trees. You can make most of that shit with hemp and pulp and rope.
They're going to do that.
And plastic. You can eradicate the plastic industry, yeah. Even parts of the rubber. I mean, there's so many things you can recreate with hemp.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's headed. That's where they're all going. All the countries are headed that way. They're transitioning out of oil already and headed naturally into
hemp. Have no choice. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you look at Cuba, they eat healthier. They have gardens on their rooftops. Yeah. They're healthier fucking people. Because they had no choice. And so they revolutionized. Now we're trying to do farmers markets and shit over here because...
Let's start in here.
Because out of desperation and zero options is where you find true the God creation, creativity.
Yeah.
Of you have to find something...
Good always
prevails. You don't have any options. You have to figure it out with what you have. And that's where the true genius comes in.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, don't follow your head, follow your heart. It's a tough line, bro, but all that stuff doesn't affect me, you know, even though it does physically. But the only reason I'm drawn physically right now to this third dimensional five sense world is because of my family, you know. I'm taken care of, everything's fine. What's the event? The event is that it's the second coming, you know. NASA didn't want to release this information, but they finally did, dude, and let people know. Now everybody's talking about it. Now it's starting to come out. The event. You ever heard of the event?
No.
The event is that source, you know, or some place out there from space, you know, is releasing this huge amount of energy, and it's been headed this way for a long time, right? But they've been trying to keep us from knowing it, and so what's happening is that's why they went to digital. You know, they cut off the airwaves, no more airwave television, analog. They cut off analog and went digital. I remember that because I was working at Univision. You know, I was working at a television, local television station, and it was a big station, and they went digital. They had the money. Most, you know, they gave them like 7 years. As soon as the order came out, they just did it. Clank. Right. They were both. They were analog and digital operating at the same time, you know. But what they did is they put a low voltage amplifier to, you know, for lower UHF channels to transmit in analog. So they do have it still, but they were going to go full digital a certain way. And now those stations are full digital that used to be only analog.
Right.
So it's all digital. And then they're talking about the 5G, right?
Yeah, and there's people saying that that's basically just this point, it's a microwave, and they're saying that if you get too many 5G devices next to each other, people's brains are going to be starting to get microwaved.
You know why they're doing that?
Why?
Because the event, the energy that's that plasma, that love, it's the second coming is what it is.
Okay.
It's the spirit of God coming towards us. It's Jesus bringing all this energy to change the world, you know. It's the final judgment. Evil's going to be gone and good's going to be, it's happening, you know. And these guys are using the 5G network to try to get us to not feel that energy that's we're experiencing. Remember how I told you I feel I got an upgrade?
Yeah.
Right? Did you feel it?
Yeah, I do.
You do now, right? You realize it now that that's what it is, okay, is an upgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe before you didn't understand it, but you felt it. I felt it. Right? But most people don't, because of that whole 5G thing. It's designed to keep you from feeling it. Otherwise, you would probably be at a higher tier than where you're at now. Me too. But the good thing is that you're in. That's all that matters, you know, because that's the only way to survive that 5G. If you're not living in the spirit, you're not going to be able to survive it. You're going to be a part of all that. You're going to fall down to it, fall into it, become a victim, take the number of the beast, all that shit, you know.
Strange times, man.
You ready to end it, Timmy?
It's time for a smoke break.
Uh-oh.